A painting that's a tribute to Colin McCann has been doctored and sold at auction in London as one of the celebrated New Zealand artist's own works. The painting by Dunedin artist John Z. Robinson sold in June for $13,500. The New Zealand art world says it's not only a travesty against McCann, but against Mr. Robinson, who fears people think he forged the painting. Here's Tracy Neal with the story.
Lot 477 in the Chiswick Auctions catalogue, Colin McCann, untitled oil on paper, sold for £6,875. Only the new owner doesn't have a McCann. He or she has a defaced John Z. Robinson, who the artist says should have done more homework.
Anyone who's familiar with McCann's handwriting, of which there are so many examples, it's clearly not his. And the fact that my painting, which is black and white over some very brilliant colour, he never ever did work like that.
Mr. Robinson says he never met McCann, but his paintings inspired the tribute series after his death in 1987. They are reminiscent of McCann's landforms, but feature Robinson's signature accent of bright colours in modern acrylic paint.
So they were never intended to be mock McCanns or fake McCann. They were just a little tribute to what I thought he had done pictorially to advance art in New Zealand.
A painting from the series turned up at auction in Auckland last year. Ross Miller of Cordy's Auctioneers says in June 2019 they presented a nicely framed painting by New Zealand artist John Z. Robinson.
And we presented it for what it was, an abstract landscape oil on paper and inscribed in pencil along the bottom edge, variation on a theme by McCann for Peter from John Robinson, and was dated 9/5/87.
The painting was estimated to be worth $2,000 but failed to sell. In June this year, New Zealand art collectors noticed the painting listed as a McCann in the catalogue of London auction firm Chiswick Auctions. One collector, Brent Coote, says he's very familiar with Mr. Robinson's series and holds images of them on his computer. He's incredulous at how cheeky the fraud appears.
There is a kind of pinch where the landscape form comes down to the bottom of the painting and creates in the lower right-hand corner a black triangle. Now, in the original painting, there's black right along the bottom.
He says not only has the entire bottom strip been cut off, it gets worse.
And then they've added this fraudulent dedication. It says, Colin McCann to Peter, comma, October 71. So it's someone who is wanting to pass something off as something it's not and make money.
McCann Trust patron Bob Harvey says while it's concerning, sadly, fakes aren't unusual.
I have seen, I have to say, some very almost original McCanns over many years, and I do know that many people have had a go at imitation of McCann, and probably there's a few signatures around.
Mr. Coote says the London auction firm was notified of the defaced painting before the sale. RNZ has approached Chiswick Auctions for comment. Ross Miller of Cordy says the London firm is obliged to act.
Definitely, if it's proved not to be as they state in their catalogue, and their catalogues are meant to be, as ours are, matters of fact. If it's not true, yep, take it back, refund it, sort it out.
Brent Coote says the matter transcends the artist Colin McCann.
Forgetting about McCann's status and fame, this is actually about a painting that someone else has done and has then been damaged and defaced.
John Robinson remains indignant.
My work has been altered somewhat by having, you know, the proportions altered by them chopping off a bit off, you know, the bottom. It does alter the composition, and then it being, you know, presented as a forgery.
And if you're wondering who Peter might be on the original tribute, no one can remember. For Morning Report, Tracy Neal.
Now, overnight, Chiswick Auctions responded to us and said it has investigated the missold work claim. Executive Director Matt Caddick says he has offered a full refund to the buyer and has arranged for the work to be shipped back free of charge. Mr. Caddick says he also intends to reach out to artist John Z. Robinson.